Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere, and by our girl Wendy. Try the new Pretzel Baconator today. All right, the Big East tournament, we just talked about St. John's beating Seton Hall. And with that, I'm going to give you the five best events at Madison Square Garden annually.
Oh, okay.
So not one-offs. Every year, you know these events are happening.
Gotcha.
All right?
Gotcha.
Here we go.
Here we go!
Number five.
Number five is the PBR Tour, the Professional Bull Riders. Evan, you may be unaware of this. I don't know if Tiki's aware of this. They open their tour season like NASCAR does with Daytona every year at Madison Square Garden in January.
Wow.
And while it may smell like literal bull crap, it's a big-time drink fest and kind of cool. I've gotten to go a couple times.
I could see that being a cool event. You've gone a couple times?
I have gone, yes.
And you've enjoyed it?
Some of the CBS Sports Radio perks, and I've enjoyed it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, good Never time. Been, good
so
time.
I can't comment.
All right, here we go.
Number four.
The Billy Joel Residency.
Yeah, right. I mean, that's
a great one.
That's multiple times a year, though. I think it's ending in June, right?
It is, but it still qualifies here, and I've gone to quite a few. I even went during a Yankee playoff game. These shows have still rocked gotten older.
Ugh, God. I've been to a Billy Joel. I think all of us as New Yorkers at one time have seen Billy Joel in concert at Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, it's almost like you have to.
First time I ever smelled weed in my life was Billy Joel at MSG.
I remember one of the guys who came on stage to sing with Billy Joel is an actor who has since been canceled. I'm trying to remember who he is. He has been canceled. No.
So he was a singer?
I'm not trying to laugh that he's been canceled. Just like, what a swerve to drop it.
I think we're all good with him being canceled. I remember the accusations were bad. He's an actor.
But why was he on stage with Billy Joel?
Because he apparently sings. He was in American Beauty. What's that guy's name?
Kevin Spacey?
Kevin Spacey. Yeah. Hasn't Kevin Spacey been canceled?
Yes.
For like good reason?
Yes.
Okay. I saw Kevin Spacey perform on stage with Billy Joel. There you go.
Was he good?
He was, am I allowed to say he was actually pretty good? He was actually pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, OJ was a good running back. All right. Here we go.
Number three.
Okay. Number three. He was. The Big East tournament, as we've seen today. This is a tough swerve. I have been lucky enough to go to the Big East tournament. It's a great party, especially this Thursday. You got four games. If you ever get to experience that, it's a great day. I know the guys were out, Sal and BT at Stout before the games. That's for sure rocking in between. I got to Penn Station today pre-show. I had serious FOMO. The music was blaring from a couple of the bars and places, everybody in the St. Johnny's jerseys.
Yeah, dude.
It's a good day, man.
I've been to many a Big East tournament back when I was doing middays. Used to go to all the afternoon sessions, some of the night sessions, especially when I had no life. Awesome event.
Awesome event.
I cannot argue with that. You can argue it's even higher than three, but I'm very curious to see what you have at 2-1.
Let's see.
Number two.
The NBA playoffs. I have to call them the NBA playoffs because unfortunately around here the home team has not been in there enough and won enough of these rounds. But look, this might be number one for celebrities every year to get their name out there.
What games are you talking about?
Yeah, I mean, look. You had last year was a deep enough run. You had that one Carmelo year. Unfortunately, they've been few and far between, so it can't qualify as a number one.
A couple of things. Not number one. Shouldn't even be on the list. They don't do it every year. This franchise has made the playoffs twice in the last how many years? Like, that's not how this will be a third time. So I do admit that.
Mm-hmm.
But
you're right.
It's not an every year thing. Like, how the hell could it
This is my Jim Bunning from yesterday. I did say annually.
It's not an annual event. Mm. I mean, look, are they on their way to proving they're an annual event? Absolutely. They're on the right side. The Knicks are beasts. They're dogs. They're whatever you want to call them. But calling the Knicks in the playoffs an annual event is just a...
I think he put this twos to set up number one.
Friday Night SmackDown? Mm.
No. Wow. Maybe you're right. Okay. By the way, I'll change number two to fish around New Year's. Okay.
Here we go. Number one.
That's right.
The number one has to be the Rangers postseason. The crowds, the deep runs, the overtime games.
You're right.
Real fans not there just to see Jason Sudeikis, but to actually root on their team. the rivalries with the format. The Rangers playoffs have everything, and it's absolutely the best event in MSG annual.
By the way, I certainly don't like the Rangers. We have had our wars.
Right.
I don't think you're wrong.
Thank you.
I don't think you're wrong.
Right. Disney on Ice didn't make it.
Do they do that every year anymore?
I don't know.
I still haven't been. I'm about to embark on that. I left the circus off, too.
So I don't remember if they do it every year.
I have to admit, it's a good list. And yesterday we started the shadow list from Tommy Lugauer, just in case your list sucked. I think your list was fine, but this is the first day that Lugie did a shadow list.
Oh, okay.
So I think in fairness to him... we should hear a little bit of a shadow list.
Okay. But you like my list overall.
I thought it was good. I thought it was solid.
All right.
I thought it was solid, yeah.
All right.
Two was the only one we had an issue with.
He had several issues, but I have... number five, I have the fish concert. See, to me, Billy Joel...
fish concert?
Well, hold on. It's annual. Billy Joel is not annual. He's there all the time. So how could it be annual fishes?
Go ahead.
That's number one. Four, I had Big East Tournament.
Yep.
Three, I had Rangers opening night.
Ooh,
that's a good one. Yeah,
that's a good one.
Two, I had Knicks opening night, and of course, number one, Rangers elimination night.
I like that.
I give Lugie the edge. Lugie wins.
I mean, no, he doesn't, because we get eliminated on the road a lot.
But the last game at the Garden of the Rangers in the playoffs.
Yeah, I think he lived up to the list more so. He actually picked something that happens every night.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Knicks and the Rangers open, or every year they open once a year.
Mm-hmm.
That's an annual event.
Right. So the Rangers, home opener.
The Rangers not winning a Stanley Cup is a yearly event.
Yeah, but they got eliminated in Jersey list.
Yeah, stop.
But they still have their last game at the Garden, the elimination night.
Oh, you son of a bitch!
I think that's a great list, Luke. Congratulations.
Well done. We have to disqualify the number two because the Knicks they're not there annually.
Yeah, I think what we saw
they are recently.
Not recently.
In some ways, maybe Sean is right. No, I'm gonna rethink this.
He's not right. I think that Lugie put more effort in his list than thought about it.
This could be a now perennial event. I'm serious, for the Knicks making the postseason.
I'm annoyed. Lugie's always going to have like last licks on me, and I think he did something. He expected us to think he'd go Knicks playoffs, and if we just gave him this list without me doing it, he would have. He played me.
You know what I thought Lugie was going to do? I swear to God, I thought he was going to do, and you could argue it would have been funnier. I thought he was going to say... number five, Knicks opening night. Number four, Knicks on Martin Luther King Day. Number three, the Knicks on that first Tuesday in November. Number two, the Knicks doing this. Number one, I thought he was going Universal Knicks. I do a little bit later on in the show, and thank you, Sean. Cinco de Fava every day at 5 o'clock.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.